Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Regional Development Minister Shane Jones says the inclusion of Māori organisations in consultation for the Fast Track Approval Bill was an attempt from Infrastructure Minister Chris Bishop not to marginalise Māori. On Friday, Minister Bishop released the list of organisations invited to apply to list projects for inclusion to the schedules attached to the bill. Minister Jones says the list came from Te Ara Whiti, the Ministry of Māori Crown Relations. He says as well as scrutiny from the Select Committee, the Auditor-General and the Environment Commissioner will also have input.
The final shape and form of the bill, it shouldn't be driven by allegations of corruption or any other high levels of larceny. It's an attempt to get the economy on a faster track, to modernise our infrastructure, boost jobs and create more export revenue.
Shane Jones. An Otago University psychology professor says the anonymity of social media makes people feel they can get away with hurling abuse at MPs, and especially Wahine Māori MPs. Susanna Every-Palmer is co-author of a study which found 98% of the 54 MPs from the last parliament who responded reported some sort of harassment. Women MPs, especially Māori, Pacifica and other ethnic minorities, got the worst abuse, including twice as many death threats and six times more threats against their families.
You know, this was pretty worrying because it was much more personal. It wasn't so much in the political space, but women were at much higher risks of certain types of, you know, social media harassment, included gendered abuse, sexualized comments, rape threats, and probably worst of all for them, threats towards their family members, like their kids.
Professor Susanna Every-Palmer says while most threats are just meant to be hurtful in words, physical attacks can happen. And the last surviving member of the 28th Māori Battalion, Sir Robert Boom Gillies, will make a remote contribution to a special ceremony in Auckland tomorrow. The battalion is being honoured with a special plaque at Kahui St David's Presbyterian Church in Grafton. Lawyer David Stone says because Sir Boom needs to be at Anzac Day services in Rotorua the next morning, he will read the ode from his own home. Mr Stone, who has been helping uri across the country get their whānau medals, says the role the 99-year-old is playing as the last representative of the esteemed battalion could be seen from the response of Italians during a trip to the battleground at Monte Cassino last year.
The Italian people, they would come up to him when they found out who he was, they would drop to their knees, tears were pouring down, they would kiss his hands, they would kiss his face, and they would just say, thank you, thank you, thank you for our freedom, thank you for our liberty. They certainly hadn't forgotten, and their gratitude towards him, it was humbling.
David Stone. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!